Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Hopefully something good can come out of this meeting. Finally, Colin Kaepernick is meeting with Roger Goodell at the NFL headquarters. TMZ is reporting he arrived with a whole bunch of his lawyers and going to meet up with the NFL owners and lawyers. Sources tell TMZ Colin and his team are at headquarters to depose Roger Goodell as part of Colin's collision case against the NFL, in which he claims league officials like Goodell conspired with team owners to blackball him because of his kneeling protest during the national anthem. So let's hope that this meeting works out for the best for everybody. Too Short won't face any criminal charges after a woman accused him of rape. Remember, he had receipts on that, right? An LA County District Attorney's Office tell TMZ that it's rejected the case, citing insufficient evidence. TMZ broke the story earlier. A young lady by the name of Tiana Louise sued the rapper, claiming he sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions between June and October of 2016. The DA says there wasn't enough evidence to show that she didn't consent to their sexual encounters. Gotta make sure you don't have receipts if you're gonna do that. LeBron James doesn't have enough receipts to save himself from a lawsuit, claiming that he's ripped off a TV show idea. He stole something extremely valuable at a barbershop, so claims a company that is suing the basketball legend for allegedly jacking their idea for a TV show. Adventure Enterprises claims that it pitched a TV show to LeBron called Shop Talk. The backdrop for the show was a barbershop where celebs share their business success stories while getting a haircut. Yeah, that does sound familiar, right? So the company claims that it had talks about the idea with LeBron's company uninterrupted over a period of 2 years, fleshing out the idea, figuring out a strategy for pitching it to various networks. According to the lawsuit, LeBron went and cut Adventure Enterprises out of the picture and created a ripoff show called The Shop. The show aired as a webisode. Now, Adventure Enterprises confronted LeBron's people, and what they got back was an apology and assurances that it was a one-time deal and it wouldn't happen again. But it did on ESPN. The company is suing LeBron's business partner as well. And a close source to LeBron and his business partner tell TMZ that the lawsuit is totally frivolous and publicly seeking. On to some good news. Congratulations to Kendrick Lamar, a Pulitzer Prize winner for his album, Damn. The Pulitzer Committee made an unprecedented announcement Monday, hailing Kendrick's album as rhythmic dynamicism offers affecting vignettes capturing the complexity of modern African-American life, claiming it's dope. Kendrick becomes the first non-classical or jazz artist to win a Pulitzer since they started awarding them for music back in 1943. Other good news, Beyonce is giving $100,000 to HBCU scholarship programs. Her Bay Good initiative will award 4 schools with a newly established Homecoming Scholar Awards program for 2018-2019. The university's Xavier, Wilberforce, Tuskegee, and Bethune-Cookman are all historically black colleges and universities. One winner from each school received $25,000 for the 2018-2019 academic year for study in various fields. All applicants must maintain a 3.5 GPA and above, and all finalists and winners will be selected by the universities. Winners will be announced in the summer. College is cool, right? Keep Usher in your prayers. He reportedly lost $800,000 in cash and jewelry from a home burglary. AllHipHop.com is reporting Usher is the latest victim of a home burglary. His estranged wife, Grace Miguel, was apparently first informed about the heist by a domestic worker in the home. Miguel claimed about $800,000 in cash and jewelry is missing. She reportedly told police the housekeeper noticed the recording box, but the security camera footage was also removed from the residence. Usher's $200,000 rose gold Jesus necklace and 6 watches, one worth around $200,000, were allegedly stolen as well. Safe deposit box, maybe? No? Okay.